things happen every once in a while that make you feel really old, right? And so this happened yesterday. I was like, oh, so I'm going to talk about this program I work on and how did I get into it? And so starting back when I was in eighth grade, I went to a program at Iowa State called the Road Less Traveled. And that's it's put on by the WISE program, so Women in Science and Engineering. I'll go look up their website, and they're talking about how old this program was, and it started basically when I was in eighth grade. I'm like, oh, so I was one of the first classes. In other words, this old program, I'm one of those old products. Yeah, great. So anyway, but they've had over 60,000 people since 1987 go to their through their program, and I remember those days. So I was an eighth grader, and we would go. So I'm from Western Iowa, so we'd drive the 75 miles and go have a blast and go to Iowa State. And I remember smashing oranges vividly. I mean, we would freeze them in liquid nitrogen and smash things. Oranges were really cool. I also remember standing. I wasn't, and it was never very tall, but I was the one that got chosen to do this. So they would put this windshield across two chairs like this, in some auditorium, and ask me to stand on this windshield, and I'd jump up and down on it. And then at the end, they'd say, okay, now get off, because it wouldn't break. And they'd get off, and you'd crimp it on the side, and it would shatter. So we were learning about safety glass. We were learning about material science engineering, and that was really cool. I'm a soil scientist. I didn't go into that. But, I mean, I just had such an appreciation for that. And I did go to Iowa State. I did major in soil. So I'm saying these things work, right? These programs work really well. And so this is a similar program that we have at Kansas State University, where I'm a faculty member. And I was asked, do you want to participate? And I said, yes. And I know the competition. I know what we're up against. So STEM initiatives at Kansas State, our version, because I said the Iowa State one is WISE, well, this ours is CAUSE, so it's the K-State, Kansas State Office for the Advancement of Women in Science and Engineering. And that encompasses a few other things, too. I mean, they do initiatives for the women faculty on campus for retention as well, but they also have staff members that administer this program. So participation, retention, and advancement of girls and women in science, technology, engineering, and math. So this, they have these different programs. So GROW, okay, so if you look at my title, it's cutesy, right? But GROW and EXCITE are their two key programs. That's why I had to do it. But Girls Researching Our World, GROW, is for 6th to 8th graders, and the goal is to increase the girls' interest in STEM disciplines. So interest, right? Capturing. So the speaker right before me, you and I are on the same page. That is how I work, too. Just be weird. It works. EXCITE is exploring science, technology, and engineering. Somehow they get EXCITE out of that. But to encourage and support 9th to 12th graders to pursue a future, and so that one in STEM and agriculture. And so they that one's a little bit more, kind of looking at what a career is, what might you do. And the events always happen at the K-State campus in Manhattan, Kansas, and they all are hands-on, experiential learning. They focus on how science and engineers help make the world a better place. And so this is how one way they package this event. So they have some different ones, but this one's called Growing Green. I know there's a lot of text, but I wanted to just read it as like the first part. So environmental soil science. I like that we were first on the list. So these are your three tracks you could pick from. Edible landscaping is the second one, and geotechnical engineering, the third one. That's pretty stiff competition, really. How do you get them to pick your track? That's what we want. So, we try to make sure that it's fun. But edible landscaping, the complex task of urban edible landscapes in the bottom, they go to the green roof. We have a green roof somewhere. I forget which one that is. Maybe it's geotechnical engineering. So anyway, we have stiff competition. And sometimes, every once in a while, we have to punt a little bit, too. And so we normally load them up in vans. And we have a farm. I'll show you in a minute where the farm is from our campus. But it's not far at all. We usually load them up in vans. And every once in a while, we'll have somebody with a mobility impairment. And we'll just, like it never even happened. We just walk outside. We have a garden just about a block. So we punt and we go to the garden. And nobody ever knows that was a change in plan. But the woman from Australia talking about, why do you sample, where do you sample? What doesn't show up very well in this picture is this garden was under renovation. And so There's bare places where the landscaping isn't done yet, so we would sample there, we'd sample in the grass, we'd sample in the shade under some, you know, because this is a big garden with all kinds of different, you know, aspects and shade and fire content and artificial soils, natural soils. So we move around. And so that's my co-author on this paper, Peter Tomlinson. He's my the man in the purple there. He's my partner in crime. And so I always think of this when we go and do a presentation somewhere, he's kind of like the straight man, you know, like he's the one, and I don't mean straight, I mean it's like in terms of the joke and a gag, right? So he's kind of the one that acts normal, and I'm the one that can act all weird, and he just puts me right back on, this is, you know, this is what we were going to do. But I always like to ask him, what do we look like? What do we look like to you? And, you know, just tell us. And they're like, oh, you kind of look like my mom. I'm like, oh, again, there's a... Yeah, I'm getting old. and with Peter, they're like, you look like our principal, you know? And I'm like, yeah, like I can't look like your principal. But anyway, that's my point. So your point about getting in front of them, I just get in front of them. Just do your thing. Just get in front of them. This is what scientists look like. And we pull others in as well, lots of other soil scientists, other people in the College of Ag too, which I'll show you in a minute. But just getting in front of them. So soils are alive, you know, respiration, and how do we get different respiration values, and relating that almost all the time, I always relate it to exercise. You respire, you breathe, when you're working out, you work out harder, you breathe more, so you want to breathe, but the carbon dioxide evolution, we use Draeger tubes and pumps, and so there you can see he's got the one of the girls, that I should have shaded that a little bit better, but one of the girls is operating the Draeger pump there, so just using, you take, I'll show you this picture here. So it's a little tube, and you clip it off. So if you've never used a Draeger tube, it does make a pretty good hands-on demonstration. So it's been part of the, you know, NRCS soil health test field kit for a long, long time. But it's a little tube, and there's potassium permanganate in there. And so you clip the ends of the tube off. So it's kind of like a thermometer, but you break off the ends of the glass tube with like a fingernail clippers, and then you pull carbon dioxide through. So you pull the gases that are in a headspace. So we pound a ring in the ground, put a cap on that, and then draw the carbon dioxide through. And so more purple equals more respiration. And that happens to be our school color. Royal purple is our school color. And so they all just think that's normal, that ought to be purple. But I'm like, that's so cool. So it turns purple. So more purple, more respiration. And that's, in, you know, we can talk about the units on that and how much that is, just how much carbon dioxide is flowing through our environment. That's the other thing, is how connected the environment, you know, the soils are with the rest of the environment. So and carbon, where does carbon go? So greenhouse gas, climate change, relating all of that. But so these girls, you know, they look really enthused, right? I'm like, oh, I need to find girls with looking a little more enthusiastic. But I have to show you something else really cool that I learned about junior high and high school girls, is that their shirts, I don't know if you can see this, but they get these shirts handed out, right? And first thing, they customize their shirts. They'll like rip the sleeves off in this case. And this girl cut hers down the sides and then retied it with like fringe, like you would do on a blanket. Like, this is so cool. I mean, they said these girls don't know each other. They just get together in the dorms at night, rip their shirts up and customize them and have a good time. Just think of that experience. Like, I want to go back and do that over, because we didn't stay in the dorms. Ours was just a one-day thing. So I got gypped. What, I could have been like a NASA scientist, right, if I could have bedazzled my shirt or something. But anyway, so you can see the girls again here, and they're out across the landscape. So let me go back. So carbon, again, where does carbon go? How do we lose it? Respiration is one, erosion is another. So, you know, they've done a rainfall simulation here. They're looking at, clearly one of these is losing more carbon from landscape. And I always like how there's always that one kid that'll, one kid more than any other that'll jump right in. So, and you said that about science literacy or appreciation for science. Who knows what they'll actually be, but that hopefully they've had a great experience, and, you know, again, they're all going to be citizens somewhere. So I just hope that this is memorable to them. So she's there pounding in rings, and these are screw augers that we have. So you mentioned your competition about who can make the longest ribbon. Well, we have a competition for who can dig the deepest hole. And so these augers, I think those are 36-inch augers, about. and they've got a 6-inch screw on them, so ahead of time. So pretty soon, you're starting off kind of cool, you know, pulling it out yourself, and pretty soon, you know, two or three of you have to stand there and pull on the probe, and, you know, everybody, it's funny. And eventually somebody falls over, pulling on the probe, and it's a great time. But yeah, we have these, this hillside. One side is grass, and the other side is pretty eroded. And so how soon do we get into the subsoil? Why is the subsoil red versus, you know, and down here, this is really wet at the bottom of this hill, so the soil there is very dark the whole way through the profile. And so, you know, that's pedology. That's geomorphology. We do all kinds of stuff in 3 hours, tromping around. So let's see. How much more time? 5 more minutes? Okay. All right, so then this is, okay, so let me just put it this way. I wrote down so many different resources that you guys have with your different websites and the, you know, the different things like the Canadian woman from Canada talking about the program and being involved with the teachers. This is a one-off thing. This is a one-time event. We only get these girls one time. We might get them twice. Like if they happen to do Grow and then they come back and do Excite, we might see those girls one time. But this is a one-time, three-hour adventure that we're going on. This event here that I'm going to tell you about is a little bit different, but it's also still a one-off adventure. And that is with Kids Field Day, where we have 28 classes of fourth graders come to the farm, the agronomy farm. So that's our football stadium, and our football stadium is probably like everybody else's football stadium. It gets a lot of resources. It's really pretty. They blew this whole site up one fall, a year ago, and rebuilt it like millions and millions of dollars by the time for the next season came around. Then they blew up the whole north side and rebuilt that. So that's a new big jumbotron. And so this is a backdrop for our agronomy farm. So we like to show them this is a part of the university too, and this is what we do and what we have. And so, for example, this man here, he's one of our brand new faculty members, and he's talking to them about UAVs, which we're not allowed to fly. So it's like the biggest bummer. Once that whole thing gets figured out, that'd be great, where you can demonstrate a UAV. But these are just some of our topics. So we have 14 classes come one day, turn around, have 14 classes come the next day. So we just repeat, because we've not figured out a way to have 28 classes all at the same time to manage it. But these are just the topics. And these are more like the subject matter. This is not what we call things. And so this year, we added range burning. So we have the coolest safety officer who works for the College of Ag. Like I thought, I really don't want to ask him if I can set a fire. But he let us. He let us set it like 28 times. So we take a straw bale and we'd roll it, you know, we'd throw the straw out, big fluffy like wheat straw bale, and then we'd set it on fire. And I thought, how's this going to go? The teachers were like, those are favorite, sorry, Gaga, that's like their favorite thing this year was setting the straw on fire. They loved it. So, and why? They talked the whole time about the message. Why do we burn range? Why is that necessary for men? They actually call it, why fire is good for Bambi or something like that. Anyway, so lots of good stuff. These are just a few pictures. And this is an entomologist talking about stored grain pests. I have friends on Facebook constantly posting about how they're, you know, developing sensory activities for my child. Today my kid is going to play with fuzzy things, and tomorrow they're going to play with rubber balls. I'm like, this is the original sensory activity. Throw them outside. So that's another new brand new faculty member in the soil pit. You know, soils have layers. Onions have layers. And this is just some of what we do. So with that, I'll take any questions. You know, and there's just a couple of things the teachers say. I need to do a better job evaluating the teachers. You know, have a little more maybe rigor or something to it. But they enjoyed it, but that they still write about it to this day. And we have it in September, and I always ask him in May. You know, what do you want? Are we good for the dates? And that's what, so in May, a teacher wrote that. So to this day, they still talk about the day at the farm. And the date, having it early in the year in September is good because it allows them to make connections back to the field day throughout the year. Totally different teacher. Didn't pay either one of them any money. So that's why I say it's just get out there and just own it and be crazy. Because did you see that Twitter hashtag, distractingly sexy? Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So that prompted me to take some awesome pictures in my field hat. But, you know, just be a scientist. be in front of them. So, do you have any questions? I don't know if I have any time, and I know the break is next anyway, so.
We have time for one or two questions before the break.
One or two for me, and then everybody else too? Because we didn't have time for questions for everybody else. So, question, anybody have a question?
Yeah.